Hey, I'm Jeffrey Masters, and this is LGBTQ and A. For today's episode, we are doing something a tiny bit different. Last week, we heard from the activist Martha Shelley. She began her activism before Stonewall. And then from 1972 to 1974, she hosted a radio show called Lesbian Nation. To me, that fact, it kind of goes against everything I think about when it comes to queer people in representation, especially during that time. You know, to have an out lesbian talking to other lesbians on the radio. The recordings, they are all housed at the Lesbian Her Story Archives here in New York. And I wanted to share one of Martha's interviews with you since we just had her on the show and we're talking about them. So this is Martha Shelley talking to the great Audre Lorde. Audre Lorde is, I mean, it feels insufficient to say so simply, but she was a poet and an activist, and her writing was and remains wildly influential. One of the things I love about this recording is that you can hear her in her own words talking about her queerness, about her love for women. So without further ado, this is Martha Shelley talking to Audre Lorde, recorded in 1972.
This is Martha Shelley, as usual. I'm out here in Staten Island with Audre Lorde, and she's going to read some poetry for you. And the stars are out, and we're going to have a good time, and I've already started because I've had some sherry. What do you want to read first, Audre?
Well, you know, Martha, you asked me whether I had poems about being a lesbian, whether I had poems to women. Well, I have poems that come out of myself, right, out of all of the many people that I am. And, of course, some of them are to women. I don't really have poems about anything. I have poems out of, rather. And the first poem that I want to read is called Martha, because it is to someone who is not Martha Shelley, someone who I love very dearly. And I can't say loved, because there are so many Marthas, and I love her now. She was in an accident, a very bad accident, that left her a very different person, that left her in a coma for 3 months. And the poem, and it's not short, that I'm going to read now is about that trial and about that metamorphosis for both of us, and also in a larger sense about the whole course of our relationship. And the title of it is Martha. On the first day, you were dead. The skin of your face moved with each breath, falling in like crumpled muslin. We scraped together the smashed images of flesh, preparing a memory. No words, no words. On the eighth day, you startled the doctors, speaking from your death place to reassure us that you were still trying. Martha, these are replacement days, if you should ever need them, given for those you once demanded and never found. May this trip be rewarding. No one can fault you again, Martha, for answering necessities too well. And the gods who honor hard work will keep this second coming free from that lack of choice that hindered your first journey to this tarot house. Today, you opened your eyes, giving a blue-filmed history to your mangled words. I see through them how you are teaching yourself to learn again. I need you, need me, je suis Martha. I do not speak French, kissing. Oh, wow, black and beautiful. Black and becoming somebody else, maybe Erica, maybe, who sat in the fourth row behind us in high school, and I never had French with you, Martha. And who is this, Madame Erudite, who is not me? Martha, what did we learn from our brief summer when the brown swallows sang in my walls? One and one is too late now, you journey through darkness alone. Leafless I sit, far from my own house, and the grackles' voices are dying. We shall love each other here, if ever at all.
You know what I was thinking while you were reading that? I mean, partly what? Because my name was, my name
yeah,
too was repeated.
Yeah, that must be really hard, right? To sit and listen to a poem that, yeah.
I was thinking of somebody, well, of the times that I have intensely felt love in someone's arms or thinking about someone. In times like that, I sometimes feel like crying or breaking walls down, because what gets me furious when I'm in love that intensely is feeling this person that I'm in love with is going to die sometime, and I can't do anything to stop that, and I get so mad.
But Martha, the person that you love at that moment has to die into someone else. If we were forever frozen in the one point, you know, of time that we most love, that we most desire, then we would all be forever dead. We would be, you know, the room would be full of dead Marthas, dead Audreys, right? Frozen in time.
Yeah, but you see, that's not what I'm thinking at those times. It doesn't bother me so much that people change or go away into different places, you know, that a lover of mine goes away with somebody else, or, I mean, I get mad, but,
yeah, but what
the
I
idea that they have to stop sometime, you know,
but what I
against
meant
their
was,
will.
But what I meant was, it is the very being against our will that is so necessary for growth, for your growth, for my growth, for everyone's growth, for the Martha in the poem, who is a very different person today from last month and a very different person from before the accident, and yet she is closer to herself than she ever was. And that's hard for me, because the Martha I have in my head, the Martha I held in my arms once, is someone different. But that she grows is what is important for her.
Well, wait a minute.
What I'm saying is pain is not the ultimate measure. We hurt because someone we love goes away, either through death or into becoming another person. But the becoming is what's important, not whether we hurt or not.
I can accept them people I love becoming other people and becoming even different people that I can't love the same way anymore. I really cannot accept death. No how. I never could.
You will. You know, there are pieces of you that you have to relinquish all the time. There are pieces of you that you believe are the most important or the most real, that you find dead one day, and you look at it and realize that it was only maybe a dream, like part of the dream that I had about Martha, part of the dream she had about herself. That's why I say that poem in so many ways is a story of our relationship too, you know, and that we could peel the layers of the onion away until we come to a nugget, a core. And what the core says is, well, all right, goddammit, you know, all of your problems, all of your lacks, all of your pettinesses, all of my pettinesses, what really lasts is you're human, I love you, you're going to make it, and I'm glad.
Read me another poem.
Okay, love poem. Speak, earth, and bless me with what is richest. Make sky flow honey out of my hips, rigid as mountains, spread over a valley carved out by the mouth of rain. And I knew when I entered her I was high wind in her forest's hollows, fingers whispering sound. Honey flowed from the split cups, impaled on a lance of tongues, on the tips of her breasts, on her navel, and my breath howling into her entrances through lungs of pain. Greedy as herring gulls or a child, I swing out over the earth, over and over again.
Oh, wow.
I don't have anything to follow that for a while.
Well, then I think we should have a break and I want more sherry.
Okay.
And that is our show for today. You just heard Martha Shelley talking to Audre Lorde. This was originally recorded in 1972 for the radio program Lesbian Nation. Big thank you to the Lesbian Herstory Archive for allowing us to use these recordings. You can check out all of Martha's archives and so much more at their website. That is lesbianherstoryarchive.org. And then next week, we will be back with a brand new interview. It is perhaps our most R-rated episode ever.
Even in the gay community, there is a lot of prejudice against bisexuals. I knew a lot of gay guys that said, oh, I've never dated bisexual. They might leave me for a woman. And I said, well, they might leave you for another man, too.
That is Gigi Raven Wilbur. They are an intersex and bisexual elder from Texas, and they also are a BDSM instructor. So that full interview drops next Tuesday. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I will see you there.